Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 12th. From Capitol coverage, an effort is underway in Colorado to ask voters to place more restrictions on abortion. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
The measure would aim to ban abortions in most cases after 22 weeks or 5 months of pregnancy. Under the proposal, any violations would be a felony. The Colorado Secretary of State's office is currently reviewing the request for petition, which was filed last week. A hearing date hasn't been scheduled yet. If the request is approved by a state title board, proponents would be able to start gathering the signatures needed to get the question on the ballot in November 2020. I'm Scott Franz.
In news from Hinsdale County, Lake City residents are being issued sandbags, and work crews are making preparations for anticipated flooding. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano interviewed Hinsdale County Public Information Officer Sandy Hines to get an update on the situation.
So about how many residents and homes is the county concerned about?
Well, I would say within the area of concern, potentially 24. That might be a little high, but I would say potentially 24 homes that are right on the waterways.
And how many sandbags are residents getting?
I believe it's 50 per home. You can get up to 50. And then businesses downtown that were close to the waterways that are concerned are also allowed to get, I believe, 2 pallets, which could be up to 100 sandbags.
Locally, the road and bridge crew have been working nonstop to clear these roads. Now there are tents in a local park where it looks like individuals are sleeping. Who's here to help?
So that group of people are from the Department of Fire Prevention and Control. They are specifically here to not remove debris, but they're like a chainsaw crew to go up into the backcountry and chop up these huge trees so that they can be removed.
Recently, the town of Lake City built up berms to help with flooding. Where are these berms and why is this an area of concern?
Well, these berms are also along Henson Creek. And Henson Creek, which comes down County Road 20, is the biggest area of concern, primarily because that area that received the most avalanches, and it's very narrow. The Henson Creek and County Road 20 run right next to each other up through the canyon, and they're very narrow. So there's plenty of area for log jams, potentially, very narrow areas. They call them pinch points. So the first berm is all along the north side of Henson Creek as once it gets into town. So it comes down County Road 20, and then it turns and runs along the south end of Bluff Street, Silver Street, and Gunnison Avenue. And that is where the first berm is. It's an earthen berm built by Hinsdale County Road and Bridge Department. It's about 4 feet high, and it actually extends what used to be the town's flood control measure in the same area along the banks of Henson Creek. This just builds it up. There's a second berm that's being constructed, but it's not being built out of dirt. It's being built out of what they call super sacks, which are large square sacks that hold up to 3,000 pounds of sand. That berm is being used to protect the homes that are just south of Henson Creek. There are 4 homes in that area, as well as 3 businesses. And these big sacks are being used to protect those homes in sort of a berm style. They're going along the front of the houses, and then it will actually cross 149 and then move over into, there's a empty field right there, and then there's Memorial Park, and that heads towards Lake Fork of the Gunnison River. If perhaps the Henson Creek jumps its banks to the south, these large berms of these large super sacks would keep the water flowing across the street, through the empty lots, and down to the Lake Fork of the Gunnison.
What's the status of the demolition of the Hidden Treasure Dam?
My understanding is, as of yesterday, that was completed, but they changed course parts of the way through. They started at the top of the dam and were using a jackhammer to remove pieces top to bottom. They got about a third of the way through, and it was proving to be a little bit more of a job than they expected. So they stopped midway, changed course, and went from the bottom using a jackhammer, but to drill holes and some minor explosives, they removed a 14-foot portion from the bottom of the dam, so that hoping that that would be large enough for the water to flow through underneath. So the dam actually still has its middle portion intact, but I believe that project is finished at this point.
When are experts expecting peak flow?
It's been projected to be around June 15th, give or take a week on either side. Our temperatures started going up several days ago, and consequently the river has come up. The water's risen, but they're still expecting around June 15th.
And in more from Capitol coverage, a gun rights group has dropped its efforts to recall a Colorado Democratic lawmaker over his stance on gun control. Tom Sullivan is the lawmaker most responsible for the red flag law, which Governor Polis signed despite many county sheriffs saying they won't enforce it. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Tom Sullivan voted for an extreme risk protection order, or so-called red flag bill, during the legislative session. Rocky Mountain gun owners had until July 12th to collect signatures to get the recall on the ballot. Sullivan went door-to-door campaigning.
The overwhelming response was, no, Tom, we want you to do exactly what we elected you to do. You know, a lot of them were outraged about what was happening, and we certainly saw that, in the Republican Party.
Sullivan lost his son in the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting, and he received nationwide support from prominent Democrats once the recall was announced. He predicts its failure will empower his fellow Democratic lawmakers when they start meeting again next year. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.